synagogue, and just in a few minutes, in a few seconds, he ends up at Vamshivad in Vrindavan. Just by car, if we drive the car, it takes 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. But it's just a lotus of Vrindavan. Vrindavan's like a lotus. It can open and close. When a lotus opens, the petals are quite separate. This is one petal, this is another petal, when it's open. But when the petals close, then they're touching. Like your fingers are like petals of a flower. So when your hand is open, there's some distance. But when your hand closes, they're all touching. So the lotus of Vrindavan, it opens and closes according to the will of Krishna. When it's open, it seems like there's some distance between the place. And when it's closed, it's very, very close. There's no distance. Like when your thumb and your index finger, there's some distance now. They go from one to the other, but if they close, then you can easily get to one to the other. Sometimes the kunda is big, sometimes the kunda is small. Like that. Sri Janama Mata Ki Jai. And we can read from the book, but you can read that anytime. It's nice to just speak whatever comes out. Something different, something new. Book is there too.
Hi.
Bolo. Radharani Bolo. Radhanam. Radhe Radhe. Bolo. Cassette. Bolo. Raja. Baja. Baja. Hari Bol.
Now.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Radhe Radhe. Radhe no? No Radhe. Radhe Bolo.
Bol de phir tilak le lenge. Bol de phir lenge.
Hello?
Pehle bol Radhe Radhe.
Radhe le.
Radhe Radhe. Phir bolo.
Sam Radhe.
No, no. Radhe Radhe. It's a great way to get rid of little guys. They're shy. Kya? What'd she say? Something else. And, men can't carry. They can't carry inside and they can't carry outside. Right? Well, women have to do big work. Everything has a function. Every design has a purpose. It has a design. You design something. An airplane is designed with wings like this, you know, for flying. The body is a machine. It's designed for certain things, you know. This is for the kids. You know, I mean, it's the whole purpose. But when we try to exploit for our own enjoyment, that's when all the trouble starts. We're meant to love Krishna. We're meant to serve Krishna. Who does the body belong to? We were asking last night, right? The body ultimately belongs to the one who created it. Well, did you create it? No. Did your father create it? No. Well, it started somewhere. So even if you say that everything's Brahman, well, the body belongs to Brahman. Then I should give the body to Brahman.
But
what'd you do?
She took one off of him and threw it inside.
Really? That's where it comes from. Business is really getting tough. That's what happens. They say when you associate with devotees, you lose your desire for material activity. They say that because matter and spirit cannot exist, you know, together. Like if you increase spiritual activities, then your material activities have to decrease. And if you increase your material activities, then your spiritual activities will decrease. And you start increasing sense gratification. Then all those things. No. Ek only ek kalam. Ek kalam ho gaya. Dusra kalam nahi.
See what I want to say. You see only.
No. See with your eyes, not with your hands. Nay. This.
Not alone.
Hey, look, she lost her son. Unusual. No, she lost her son. You see? Her left son is missing.
Got it.
Yeah? Katam.
Ka. Angota tomorrow. तुम्हारा अंगूठा कर दूं?
मशीन से
ट्रैक्टर?
कौन सी मशीन
ट्रैक्टर
मशीन चला रहे ना पाती
कौन सी
वो है ना कपड़ा सीने का
materialist housing materials explain such a phenomenon. You know, young girl 7 years old with no thumbs. No thumbs. But so many 7 year old girls, they have thumbs. So why doesn't some cause, you know, everything has a cause. It causes karma, action and reaction. We do some action, we get some reaction. So in the last life, she cut somebody's thumb off. Right? A thumb for a thumb, an eye for an eye. So that's the justice. So somehow she was a little wild in her last life. Chewed off her little brother's thumb or something. In this life she had to, you know, even the score. Everything is accounted for. We're rewarded for all the good things we do, we're punished for all the bad things we do. And for all the enlightening things we do, we're elevated for that. If everything we do is Krishna's service, then what is our destiny? A life of Krishna's service. If we spend our life now and engage in Krishna's service, then we'll have to be born in a situation where we're always serving Krishna. Generally, that means the spiritual world. Because in the material world, there's a mixture. We see a mixture of service and enjoyment. Even in like devotee families or in Brahmin families, we don't see people fully dedicated to service of Krishna. But if this lifetime, if you're fully dedicated in the service of Krishna, although there'll be maybe some anarthas still remaining when you die, then what will your position be next life? You have to be born in a situation where you're fully dedicated to the service of Krishna. So this is a great proposition. This is a great future. Definitely, we'll live again. If we have to take another birth in this world, we'll get another birth. But it'll be a very auspicious birth if we spend this whole life engaged in service to Krishna. Just like if you're Indian, you're born in a family of, like, you're Krishna devotees. But even you're born in India, in Delhi, and your mother and father are devotees of Krishna, and you hear about Krishna from birth, and you're pretty pious and religious, but still a large part of your life is involved with sense gratification. Then at the age of 20 or 25, maybe it gets serious, and then again, or then you start a fully dedicated, serious life of Krishna service. So that means that there's someone, if you spend this whole life engaged in Krishna service, that means the next life you have to start off completely engaged in Krishna service. Somewhere. Which means you'll probably be born in an ashram, or you'll be born somewhere where you just day one you start, like you see these young boys or something, you know, and they will hang out with these Babaji's. You know, they're already chanting bhajan and playing mridanga at the age of 6 years old. They don't know family life. They don't know school and tests and all that stuff. They just start off completely with bhakti. The culmination of all spiritual attainments is bhakti. It's very auspicious. So let us dedicate our whole life to the service of Krishna. And even if we don't attain perfection in this life, we'll have a perfect birth in the next life. Perfect birth means if you take another birth, you're born in a family of devotees and you start serving Krishna from the beginning of your life. And it's a very nice life to serve Krishna. Like if you have any experience now that this life of basically dedicating ourselves to the service of Krishna is very enjoyable, or very happy and blissful and peaceful and feels very, very good, just imagine what it's like if you're born right at the beginning like that. And you start off, you know, in the same kind of joyful position of serving Krishna and knowing about Krishna and learning about Krishna. Surrounded with devotees, eating prasadam every day. I mean, actually engaged. Now, like, sometimes children are born as devotees in devotee families, but they don't seem to be doing much service. Because they really weren't doing too much service in their last life. Because their last life will set up the pattern for this life. But now, from the age of 25 or 30, whatever, to the end of life, you're fully dedicated to Krishna service. You'll be born in such a situation next life, where you'll be fully engaged in Krishna service. And then probably that'll be the last life. Or, better yet, it's probably to say, finish all your business in one life. In this one life, go back home, back to Godhead. By being fully surrendered. That's the best thing. Why take another birth? So the world isn't getting any better. Is it getting better? Condition of the world, is the air getting cleaner, the water getting cleaner, the environment getting more purified, and everything's getting better and better every day? It doesn't appear that way. It appears that the quality of life, the quality of nature is diminishing more and more. More forests are being ripped off, and more, you know, things are going down, down, down. So in 50 or 100 years, it'll be even more down. So we should be a little eager to enter the spiritual world and eternally serve Krishna. Das Goswami Pada ki jai, Sri Janma Mata ki jai. Jai ho.
Translated it.
Can you get a sign to see if the cost is coming around? on the temple?
Yeah.
Oh, tails. You've got a lot of tails. Right? How do you have these tails? Huh? More?
Yeah.
You have a cold? Are you warm enough tonight? You want to have a sleeping bag? You want to have a sleeping bag? Huh? Did you buy more mustard oil?
No.
Do you have cotton?
Cotton?
You put cotton in your ears when you're cold. Keeps the heat in your body. Right now you're in the middle of the cold or on your way out or are you going into it or?
No,
it's
five
fever,
and then I go to four.
No, yeah, you're in the middle.
I'm 4 feet.
Hmm?
This is 4 feet. Then I'm
at 4. Keep cotton in your ears all day and night. Both your ears. And tonight, wash your feet if you haven't washed them yet, and rub mustard oil. That creates warmth in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have some socks or some old socks, maybe mustard oil can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Or just wear your bed clothes or something. Not your side. You rub mustard oil on your feet. That'll make your whole body feel very warm. Because cold means you have some, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. some water and all that stuff. You want to increase the heat in your body, burn it all up. So, mm-hmm. start with fever, feet are cold. Eating food is good. Rest and warmth. Warm feet, warm head. Another thing they say to do is to take a cloth and tie it around your head like a bandana or something, you know. Tightly around your head.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, wrap it around like, you know, like a bandage, you know, around
right.
here. You know, you can take some piece of cloth like a gumshoe or something and wrap it around your head and then you tie it somewhere where you're not going to be, you know, lying on it or something. You don't be lying on your left side. Tie it here. And make it tight. You know, the bridge of Rossi told me, I do it sometimes. Make it kind of tight, not painful, but firm. And that also helps to increase the heat in the body, get really cold.
Nice
to
hear.
Heat up your body.
Alright. Yeah, it creates more heat in the body to get rid of the cold. Okay. I guess it might get that wet. My hands are all red. Can you carry it? You're all tight in this little tiny chair, and you have to lean over, in this little thing, this little tiny thing about this big, you know, little thing. You get a little tiny cup.
Okay, now.
So he's made nice for Sodom, for Krishna. Indeed. And Kitchen and Kara Hala, Desir Hala, is like Andrew. We have to relish these the last few pastimes of Kara Hala because
you know, it'll be more tiresome if you if it's too hot. Now a hot kind of time comes. Like in the Europe you can get all the time probably. But in India you can't try. See your communication. Get kind of trapped in the middle of secrets. Hindi secrets on one side and German secrets on the other side. What do you do? Gupta, Gupta Baba. Gupta in the secrets. Can we take this on? You can run a lot. We can serve you also. Okay, for now.
And then tomorrow, I mean, next day, there will be any class for us here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think any class is today, so. Because when we're going, and we want to start off with Sana, but we haven't heard it. We made some idea that suggested that all the senior devotees start off with Sana, but then nobody said anything. And we said, yeah, let's go. And it was like, yeah, okay, sure. You know, I was hoping that they'd have some meeting and then everybody would kind of organize that we'd all be there. I'll go tomorrow after Krishna and see if the godmothers are going to serve. I'll serve anyway myself tomorrow. I'd be more enlightened if everybody was there on the conference. I'm sure there'd be a lot of that. They had a lot of servers, you know, 40, 50 servers. Thousands of devotees. Big program.
What time they come for?
They all the program supposedly start at 6:30 in front of the temple. And the buses, if you're going out on any of the buses, you have to get tickets from these ticket counters, but I don't know where they are exactly. They say you can buy tickets from the information counters. Maybe there's one by the guest house, or maybe one by the front of the samadhi or something. They sell tickets around there. Then the buses will be, all the buses will be parked inside by the Parikrama Marg, where that little Christian church is. Do you know where that is? It's a big piece of property. When you're coming up, you're going around Vrindavan Parikrama, you're just coming to the street that Prabhupada Road, you know, coming up. And they go along a bunch of apartments on the left-hand side of the wall on the right-hand side. It's right before you come up, and you're on your way, coming on Parikrama, you're coming to the road, a bunch of after Ramayana.
Where's
the
Raymond?
Huh?
The
Chungi?
Everyone calls
Radha and Sita. Yeah, yeah, so I'm going past that. So when you, on the right-hand side, there's a big piece of open property there, and towards the street, there's a little tiny Christian church, a little cross on it. All the buses will be parked in there, and some gate there. So you get your ticket, will get you through that gate, and you'll find out which bus is going and where you're going. Bus on the underground. You go over to Radhakun, and you get on and go. And then the other thing is, just, we meet and go walk around the Vrindavan temple. Just walk. No ticket.
It means if one would like to go tomorrow to Radhakun, maybe then he would just go there tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock and he could buy a ticket and go there, or he must.
I don't know if you have to buy ahead of time or what's the deal. Or just, I just said you don't sell tickets and buy tickets. You want to go back to Radhakun?
The
secret, you know,
about the property
or
something.
Yeah. Yeah, we can try for that. We can go up there. I can go 6 o'clock. You know, I'm not sure whether. So what I'm trying to find out is, well, how do you control the tickets when you have, you're going to have extra buses, or you just have buses for the people who are going to the festival, how do you know the tickets and when you buy them? It sounds to me like a big fiasco. You know, they say, well, how many tickets do you sell? Do you have it? Do you have just one bus where you're selling tickets for, and you buy 80 tickets, and all the tickets go to the ticket bus, or the bus is for all the devotees to pay the test? You know, it's like a lot of things I was asking yesterday at the meeting, and I didn't know the answer. So I said, well, how do you go? Vrindavan is always crazy. Because Vrindavan, Dina Bhana was still in prison for a couple of years, he used to say, well, somehow or other, it'll happen. They asked, what's the plan for the festival? We said, oh, somehow or other, Radharani's controlling. then Kadamba came there, he tried to control things, and he just made it progress. He couldn't control anything. Although he tried to, then, because ultimately Radharani is controlling everything. So you see, when you go to mind, everything's very organized, and tickets, and, you know, very strict, you know. Really quite, I mean, kind of Vrindavan, but. They get someone, like I know, I've already been on the dinner on the Prickamas and the devotees, okay, we'll have breakfast at Govinda Kund, and start at 6:30, and you get there at 10:30, you go into Kund, and go right on Prickamas. Where's the sun? I don't know. The Maharaj, where's the sun? Well, they said they'd be here. 250 people looking at you. It's like now, like I'm when we go to Bharatan, I'm having prasanna, Pili Pukur. And that's okay, but I hardly even know. I mean, I know it's behind the school. That school is the one we get for an ashram. You know, when I point out that, well, behind that is Pili Pukur. You ever been there, Pili Pukur?
Probably
on Hashmana Prickham. Yeah, I was there also once in 1988. I'm supposed to leave up a Prickham. The buses are going to park. They're, okay, everybody, let's go. Where's Pili Pukur? Follow me! Five bus, three people, I don't know how well it goes, 100, 200, 300. That's the prasadam, that's the first thing. Prasadam, no, you prick them up, prasadam, darshan, and then start to bring it over and make that.
Was the last today?
I think so.
Is today tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure whether it alternates or not, I have to look at my little schedule. It could be really wild. I don't even have my thing, my little horn, so everyone's just a little, you know, megaphone thing. And who's playing the drum? You know, it's like a really cool stage set. Well, you know, who's leading the kirtan? You know, I know I'm supposed to go and say, speak something or whatever. You know, playing out a few verses. But what about the drum? What about the kirtan? What about the prasadam? And they're like, you know, tomorrow. It's like, you know, it's not an organization to do the different things. So I'm sure it's going to be really wild. I have my little cartel. I know that I have my cartel. Alright, let's start. We should hurry up and leave this room so you can take this. So you can take this out of it. And take this early. Your feet, one feet, one head, one stomach, and my foot on the side. Om Shri Sai Namaha, Om Nitai Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Govindaya Namaha, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Is there any other ginger? Ginger's good to keep in the mouth. I think he's a pan. Small one. I don't know about it. You're very like it. You want this brick coffee melon. That guy is so funny. Yeah, the one guy was following us around. He's really morose. He was like, he's following us around in the beginning. You know, and I thought, oh, who's this panda? I haven't seen the Shama Sundar panda. He's a new one. I never seen him. It's just a newcomer. He's the one that thinks he's
thinking
about. He was hanging out.
In his house, it was the.
Oh, well, that's why he became like, you know, like, I never saw him. The first time I saw his face, even. And so he's sitting out, he played the gong for the kirtan and stuff like that. And that's why I said, wait, what's going on here? So he was like real morose, and as soon as he gave 20 rupees, he was like, oh, are you little? Like the Brahmin who got the, you know, Radharani jewelry. And when he went to the Don Bihari Leela, he went to take, you know, the Brahmin told the story at Don Bihari. At the idea of my son, the little temple off to the right hand side, and you go on the Krishna Dhambi Hari. And then you're going from Mount Kutir, you walk along the top of the hill, and then you come like that, and then you come to that new temple that you built.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, for money. Before you get there on the right, out on the precipice, that's the Dhambi Hari temple. And that's where he says that's the rest of the
So, all of the, I mean, they're really nice. So, his
brother
is very, really nice.
Yeah, he wasn't obnoxious to it. I really got a lot of mercy today. All the condos are coming up. I just sit here chanting, waiting for you to bathe, sitting out in the shade, and the brows are caught. Kind of grab my head. Come on, give me the mic. That
wasn't heavy.
That wasn't heavy. I thought it was fun. I thought he was getting a head massage or something. This one old guy. I mean, I know all these guys in 20 years. And this, I mean, we know, you know, it's just like it's like a game. Like, okay, I'm going to play the panda game today. And then I say, okay, I'm going to play the, you know, reluctant guy to give a donation today. You know, I mean, sometimes I give him 50 rupees, sometimes I don't. I mean, it's just like a rock. So when all guy comes up, first he left me alone, and he looked at me. Oh, I'm gonna give up. So he rubbed my head and said, come on now, get it done. First of all, he's done. I said, I forget it. Probably 50 minutes. He said, come on. And he started rubbing my head and call my bitch. You know, I thought it was pretty nice, you know, the bitch boss. And then the other guy said, look, Shania. The other guy hates it. He always has me.
He's heavy.
He's not heavy. He's just heavy voice, that's all. He's like a powder puff or something. He goes, Lok Sharanya, Lok Sharanya. Every time he sees me, he goes, Lok Sharanya, God, where's Lok Sharanya? Yeah, Lok Sharanya has got a little bit long beard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, brother. So I said, he's in Vrindavan. Anyway, he asked me, he sees me every month. I said, he's in Vrindavan. He's in Vrindavan. Sometimes I say, he's in Puri. Oh, Puri. Oh, Puri. Oh, I'm Brahma. Give me a donation. I said, I can get it, man. Just give up. Hey, I'm Brahma. And he goes, he's the easiest one of them all, actually, to get rid of. Right? He even walked away and went, he walked away and went all about this money. He got a little buttermilk and some tulsi leaf, I guess he keeps in his pocket or something. And he came over and said, Mahaprasad, what am I about? And he put it in my hand, buttermilk, and I thought, okay, give him 10 rupees. So then, gave him 10 rupees, he goes, just smiled and walked away. Said, okay, great, got my 10 rupees. He walked all the way over to Goswami Samadhi from Govinda Ghat. Got this, you know, 2 drops of buttermilk, which we gave out, you know, what we gave to buttermilk, that's the Mahaprasad on it. Because every other day, Das Goswami was taking 100 grams of buttermilk. So they offer that still in the Samadhi, that's his boga. And then, they also offer Gopinath Mahaprasad, I think. No, maybe they don't.
No.
They do that generally all Samadhi in Vrindavan, they offer the Mahaprasad from the Vidhi, except for Das Goswami, which he pronunciates and personifies. So they maintain that same standard of offering this buttermilk, which he took. So they offer that and they put it in a little bowl, and that's what they got. It's not Charamrita, it's Mahaprasad. So we all have some of that. So we should be satisfied with that. She drinks the buttermilk. So then all the different kinds are coming in. Right? So the whole crew. It's such a slow day, it must have been, that it all came up. We kept saying, Ma, I'm on. And then what was he saying? No, everything went up to sub. He said, Ma, yeah, you have Ma, but you should give to all the rich boxes. Give to all the pundits. You know, one of them was saying that.
Mm-hmm. He said something from Madhumanga.
He spoke
about Madhumanga.
Yeah, Madhumanga is old. He's a real old one. You know Madhumanga?
Yeah, I know him.
He's got like Prabhupada's signature or something. You know, he has everybody's signature. Madhumanga. He used to come to the temple sometimes when we have a class. And he came. He liked me, actually. He heard me giving Bhagavatam class, and he brought one of his friends back. I don't know if you remember, but he brought one of his other friends back, and he started, oh, this Maharaj, he's giving great class, and this and that. No, I know it. The old man we saw today, he brought Madhumanga there, and we glorified me, and Madhumanga said, yeah, he's okay with that. Madhumanga doesn't bother people much anymore. Mm-hmm. He's old, he's kind of retired from this. He sees me, kind of goes, hey, donation. And you kind of walk on, you know, right. You know, in the old days, he like chased you all around the corner, hey, but now it's like, hey, and he sees you walking by, he goes, hey, donation, around the corner. And you look at him and say, how are you doing? And then he goes, right. He's like retired, you know, retired mode. That old man was there in the goat call temple today. What's his name? What was his name?
Mm-hmm.
He just sits every day and takes shelter in the goat call one day every afternoon before we get across. He's from, he must have seen somebody earlier. He came here. He's blind, he gets up and he starts stepping on everybody and he's walking out.
He's coming every day.
Yeah. Yeah, he's coming every day. And he would sing sometimes, he would sing Radha Krishna Kataksha or something. Is that what it was?
No, but he's having supper and at the end of the chant he's telling my mom. And that was, you know, the thing. But at the end of the chant he's chanting names of these cities. And then we were chanting rather to the texture, but then he was chanting along.
In Radhakan or in Radhakan?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the water, you feel you can pray the best. Well, maybe you'll get a special body and little flippers, and you can stay in there and day and night and pray as much as you like. And your cup's right, your heart's delighted. Smart, you're eating something.
Yeah.
Take some water. Give it some water. Give it a cup. Really drinking style. It's like you really have quite a side profile. Water drinking style. Don't choke on it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Well, we're going to close the bazaar all pretty soon, so you can come. He can just make a great deal. He doesn't need that much, actually. But he's going to be here.
Hello.
Hello. From all different angles, I could see it. I was thinking, I should be able to scale with me down here. Because I went to Nisai Chant when I first got there, I went to Nisai Chant place, and he wasn't there, he was in the tumult with me. And I said, when I got there, I thought, gee, what a nice situation to live here, live at Radha Kanyan, just go preaching down to the man. Yeah, he had a real nice situation. He goes to Kenya, he went to Kenya for Janmashtami, he went to week to Kenya, because he's a really good preacher. He took John and Rath. And then he writes, Sid and Rath is going to write a book. And then comes the other book, 2 days, a week or so, preach, come back to Radha Kanyan. What is he doing now? That's the one I was just feeling like that. What do they call it? Nostalgia. Nostalgia. You know this word?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah, nostalgia.
The good times or something. You know, all the numbers. Whatever. So definitely if you remember about the good times, and remember good times.
Radhakund is the best place in the universe. You're coming back for Karti? She's saying yes, 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 and you're saying I'll have to see. Yeah, check with the bar. Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj. We have our Maharaj and our Guru Maharaj. So Maharaj is just the Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj is something heavy, heavy Maharaj. Guru means heavy. So sometimes even our wife can call her husband Maharaj. Maharaj. You know, because like king, you know, like king of. Okay. Not yet? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.